Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady, and I'm here yet again with your friends and mine. It's Keith Malley and Hemda. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having us.
It's so great to have you here yet again.
It's whoop, good whoop. To be here.
How you doing?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Work's going well. Life's going well. Romance?
I had an internet date just last night.
And?
Big stinkeroo.
Oh, no. What happened?
Just not for me.
Did he make plans?
Not really, no.
Oh.
He was like, what, want to meet later? And I was like, yeah, I could do later.
Okay.
And then he was like, where should we go? And I was like, we could go to this place. And he was like, okay. And then he met me there. He was a little late. And then he was just boring and, you know.
That's tough.
Yeah.
So what did you guys do? Full meal?
No, just a drink.
Okay.
He paid for my seltzer. Okay. So.
Okay. What did he get to drink? Because sometimes they get coffee and you're like, fuck.
A can of beer.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like, he has a PhD and he's in law school. So he's like one of those people who's never not been in school, you know? And you're like, oh, you never learned how to do this kind of stuff.
Be social.
Because you were just in school the whole time.
I see. But when they're in school the whole time, aren't they being social? Like people like you went to college because you were social, not so much that you got your degree.
But they only have one topic to speak to, and that's student life.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, he has a PhD in philosophy, and he's in law school and working at the International Trade Court.
I see.
So it's just like, and then, you know, I try to ask him, because I'm, you know, I can talk to anybody for an hour.
Right. I was thinking,
I do it with you guys every fucking week.
Yep.
And you just described it. I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't have remembered all of that.
Yeah. And I find that fascinating. So I was asking him about like the International Trade Court. And he's like, well, a lot of this is confidential, so I can't really talk about it.
Okay. I was like, your turn.
Well, okay. Run out of things to ask you now.
Did you ever make a?
Do you like being alive? You know,
right? Would he be worth making a joke? Like if he said something to you and you say, it's confidential. If I want another seltzer, or is it not even worth it? You knew right away.
No, it wasn't even worth it because we were walking in the park because we were going the same way when we were leaving.
That sucks.
And kids were playing soccer, and I, of course. Sparkling conversationalist that I am. Mm-hmm. Did you play soccer in your youth? Were you ever on a soccer? No, I actually did fencing and I still do. And so I laughed because that's funny to me. And he got a little offended that I laughed. But because this was like at the very end of like him just not saying anything about himself.
Did he ask you questions?
No.
What the hell? What is... So nothing.
No, just sat
and then,
there.
And then you get to laugh. And he's like, no.
Yeah, he was like, what do you mean by that? I'm like, it's funny to do fencing.
Right.
It's just, it is.
I don't see it a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a little bit different than soccer.
Right.
In that it's ridiculous and stupid.
On guard, right.
You're wearing like a friggin' beekeeper costume and talking in French about fighting, but it's just poking and nobody gets hurt. Right. I don't know. Pretty funny.
All right, this is my train.
Yeah.
Which way are you going? Because I'm not going that way.
Let me introduce you to my friend, the joke scientist, if you need an explanation as to why this is funny.
How great would it be? You go, fascinating stuff, and then you jump in front of a train. Jump in front of it.
Or if I've been like, I only ask because I'm actually on the women's U.S. World Cup right. soccer team, and I can't believe you didn't recognize me from my televised appearance. And then I steal a ball from the kid and... I don't know, do something cool.
Right. You believe we were in France, but in fact.
Yeah, I've been here the whole time.
Well, I ask because fuck you. Goodbye.
No, he was, I think he
no
might
good
have
guy.
been, Yeah, he was fantastic.
Looking back,
we're gonna get married.
Were the clues? Yeah, I know never to judge. Who knows what people do? Looking back, were all the clues of being a fucking bore on his app, on the app?
No, not really.
Okay.
And he was like pretty good at texting. I think he was just pretty nervous.
Okay.
I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm just like stunningly beautiful, and it's kind of hard to look directly at me, I think,
right,
in public, because, you know, the heart, the right, muscle of the heart, actually, it creates like a physical response where it beats really quickly.
Such a thin line to say a woman's attractive, but it's too attractive on a first date too much.
Yeah.
You don't know how to play it.
I mean, it's hard, I think, for a lot of guys when they see me to just, you know, think of something to say because they're worried that they're going to shit.
How do you put them at ease?
I just, you know, I do like nice eye contact. I say, it's okay.
Right.
We're in this together.
Mm-hmm. I know what I look like, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that song. What was it? One Direction. She's beautiful.
Because she doesn't know
it. She doesn't know it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretending I don't know for your sake.
Right.
You know? And then you'd be like, oh my God, she's so beautiful. She doesn't even know it. And I'd be like, I know. Right. I was just trying to make you comfortable.
Yeah. When are you honest about that? Third date?
How beautiful I am. I haven't yet divulged it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is this is true.
Yeah, I know.
That's the funniest part.
No.
That you're very attractive.
Shut up. I'm just kidding. I suck.
And she just vomits because she doesn't know what to do now.
But yeah, I think the audience is probably hankering for a Chip update also.
Yes.
He died. He fell into a volcano in Hawaii.
He managed to text you that on the way though, right?
He's dead. It's so sad.
Chip, of course, for those who don't know, Chip was which one?
The one who's rich, who's like 41.
Yes.
That she met organically, but then had a trip to Hawaii for a bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's where he met his tragic end.
Oh, no. I mean,
that's why they say don't go to Hawaii.
It's so sad what happened
that to him. You might marry a liar.
Right. But. How else would somebody read into it that he hasn't called back yet or what?
He hasn't texted me since he left for Hawaii.
Have you texted him?
No.
Wow.
Too prideful.
Right. No, but it's probably a volcano accident.
No, I mean, yeah. I haven't been reading the news.
Those luau's are long. You ever been to one? They're all day. So give it time, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
All right.
So that's my update.
How do you
guys happy? You're in love?
Yeah, things are working out.
Oh, great. Yeah, cool. Thought so. It's amazing how quickly that happened for both of you. It's pretty cool. I'm 31, prime of my fucking life. It's crazy. Anyway.
Yeah.
We have a job to do
here. Sure, that's fair.
Speaking of breakups, Shalay was sharp.
Yes.
We're at episode 3098.
I know.
System of a Down with Shalay was sharp. And she was
sharp as fuck.
Very cool about how she talked about the guy who hurt her.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, composure, cool, funny, inspired.
Mm.
Inspired.
She is like that. She's very like, well, you said dumb shit.
Right.
Now I gotta fucking remember that that's what you do.
What'd she inspire you to do? Not take bullshit? Not know when to say something when a guy's giving you the runaround?
Just like call things out for what they are and not try and like, I don't know, make fun of myself about it. Like she didn't make fun of herself about it. She was like, he did a bad thing. And I was over here doing a good thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas me, I feel like I would be like, well, I don't know. You know?
Right.
Turns out I fell into a volcano. You know?
I follow you. That's good.
Mean? She's just generally.
She's fucking cool.
Yeah. She's like, can I hang out with you?
Yeah.
So fucking much. But I don't want to ask to hang out with you because you seem like.
You might be busy.
I should be like, I guess. Are you going to be cool? I'm like, probably not. Okay, never mind. But she's cool.
You guys talked about that awesome valedictorian speech.
Yes. Oh.
And I'd like to thank you, Mr. Rappaport, for being drunk the whole goddamn time. Well,
she was so polite that she did. We didn't play just because it went on, but in the beginning, she does name a couple teachers by name that she enjoyed. Then the generic, and to my friends, thank you. Then she doesn't name the people that she's bad-mouthing, but obviously the entire class knows who they're talking about. So even at the end, quite frankly, she was very polite. Mm-hmm. Now, you can easily look up who the guidance counselor is. That's a classy piece of shit. Mm-hmm. But she just kept it like that until the guidance counselor who bragged that, hey, you know, mm-hmm. the valedictorian, but at the same time, you deliberately didn't tell me about any scholarships until the day before, making me miss out on the potential thousands of dollars. So go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I would love to talk to her 5 years later, and then she could tell us just how nervous it is to read something like that, even though you know you're in the right, you know you have the good wording, and you know there's plenty of people who are going to be on your side because you're on the side of right.
Right.
Like, it's still, I bet her heart is beating really quick, and man, I would high five myself and hope that that's not the highlight of my life, because wow.
Right.
I wonder if she ran it by her parents.
Oof, I wouldn't.
I know you wouldn't. But I wonder if, like...
That's like telling someone you killed someone. Mind your business, and I don't need to be a part of this.
I can't imagine. Now, I have to understand.
You don't rage against the machine by telling your parents first.
Well, the parents could be mad also at the machine.
But I can't picture parents saying, love it. I love it. Colleges are going to love it. Everyone's going to love it. Do it.
I would love it, but I think it's like, you can't get my permission to do something like this.
Right.
This is something that you have to assume that, like, that's the whole rebellious aspect of it, is you can't even like really pass it through someone.
Right.
I don't know. It's too hard. It's like, we know the opinion that people are going to have, whether they're your parents or they're your colleagues or whatever. You know what you're doing. So do you want to do that or not?
Don't tell me. Just tell me to be on time.
Yeah. And don't tell me as your parent.
Right.
Do it.
I'd probably run it by my
parents. But you guys meet and do bar crawls and stuff.
Yeah. We like each other. Yeah. And we have fun and we talk. So
yeah. No, not mine.
It's just a little bit different of a scene.
We asked the audience for
You were that cool with each other in high school too?
Kind of, yeah. I remember I got a Saturday detention once for leaving campus during the academic day. But really, they thought that I was smoking weed, which it was not. I wasn't. I was smoking a cigarette, and I did leave campus during the academic day, but only because my car was parked off campus, and I had to go get something from it. Did I have a cigarette on my way? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we had to go in on Saturday, and I had to write an essay about like what I did wrong and what I would do in the future. And I wrote this like,
I wouldn't go to my car.
No, I wrote this like scathing screed about how I think in the future I might be encouraged to leave the gates of this elitist institution.
Ooh.
Okay. And I would like to think that what I've learned here is that you all think that the neighborhood that the school is in is not good enough for us, but me, I'm trying to be a part of the community, and there. But really, I just smoked a cigarette.
I love it.
But I spent like 3 hours just like fucking hammering out this fucking
what
essay.
Was their response?
I'm sure they just threw it in the garbage.
They didn't read it.
All right. They don't want to read homework.
And I'd like to think that in them, like, at a podium, like, yelling.
That's great.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. I don't know.
They go, good. And just throw that in the trash. You're free to go. Try to behave next time, Bianca. Yeah,
seriously.
We asked the poll, your high school teachers, yay, nay. 39% say yay. I didn't pay attention in school, so I'm not sure the other percent. 61% say nay.
But the nays had some good forums responses.
I saw some stories.
Some psychotic stories.
Yeah, some illicit affairs. We had some of that, too.
I didn't know any of that.
Yeah, but it was more like just like whatever.
Right. Yeah, we heard something.
Yeah.
And then that was it. Math teacher and gym teacher.
Oh, I did. I overheard there were these sisters.
I'm talking teacher student stuff.
Oh. So.
Yeah.
You're so funny, Keith. I was like, really, Keith? And you're going.
My friend told me that he slept with the home ec teacher.
Hell yeah.
You think it was true?
I thought it was true, so I choose to think it's true. Marcus, who was.
Marcus Queer.
Yeah.
Shout out to Marcus. Yeah. Getting it in. Mm-hmm. Nice going, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I heard these sisters, I overheard them talking, and they used to wear like low cut stuff, but we all wore something at some point, right? But one of them would sit in the front and watch our teacher, and he was significantly older, try not to look at her, and she thought it was funny.
Mm. Yeah.
And I couldn't decide if that was okay or not, because you're getting off on it, but at the same time, he's the one responsible for being so distracted by it.
Mm-hmm.
But she was really enjoying it. Mm-hmm.
The original thirst trap.
Yeah, yep. It was. And I wanted that confidence, because I'm like, fuck you, you're going to look at me. I'm going to smile right at you and sit in the front.
Right.
You know, like, what are you going to look at now? So
right. We had like a pretty strict dress code and lots of rules because it was prep school. But because it was prep school, like, a lot of the teachers were in their early 20s. Like, they just graduated from college and got a job teaching because you didn't have to have a master's degree to teach at a private school. So it would be like literally like a 23-year-old person telling, you know, 18-year-olds what to do. And then sometimes they would have sex, you know. Not great. Not appropriate.
Not ideal.
But did happen.
Right.
Yeah.
What would you say, yay or nay, in general for your teachers?
I would say yay. Okay. I learned. High school was very difficult. My high school was. I learned a lot.
Yeah.
And it was actually like, once I got to college, I was like, oh, this is pretty easy compared to that. Huh. So
I didn't learn a thing.
Yeah. Well, it costs a lot of money, so I'm glad.
Oh, okay.
I,
good.
I'm glad I learned something.
Now the classes I did good in are, you know, the ones you'd think. English, public speaking, whatever they call drama. And you're like, okay, because it's easy. And then anything else, teachers didn't take time.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't do great in math or anything, yeah. But.
I was like, Keith, I did great in whatever I was going to do great in. So what's your, you know, like, then you got to look at the teachers and go, what's your point? Aren't you supposed to help me with the things that I wouldn't do great in? But then I blame myself because I'm like, how much was I really paying attention?
Right.
I mean, maybe some were good teachers, but no, because I deciphered whether you deserved my attention or not right up front. And there were people where I'm like, I know you're not here, so I'm not going to be here,
right.
You know? So it just kind of, not learning French.
I didn't have any Michelle Pfeiffers, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, right. Okay? Yeah, none of that shit happened. Right.
I went to
Nobody
extra
threw candy
help.
At me.
Right. I went to extra help in ninth grade for algebra every single day. We had like this free period where you could do whatever you want if you wanted, or you could go, it was like office hours for any teacher, you could go get extra help.
Oh, they must have loved you. And I could have had a break.
Every day to extra help to get like a B. And then I was like, fuck this. Right. And then I never went to extra help again.
And I won't even ask for help today.
No, never.
At some point, I think math should just stop. Like, you don't need.
They did for me. They were like, yeah, and that's enough. She's had enough.
A plus.
Like, they were waterboarding me. Right. They're like, we got everything out of her that we could. Shall we move briskly?
Sure.
Yeah. 3099.
Oh, they're going up.
To Live and Die in L.A. with Emily Lubin and Andrea Allen, the Hot Mess Comedy Hour themselves.
Yep.
What a fun show.
Yep.
Emily is so funny, talking about watching these, like, animals having sex videos while she just, like, gets ready for the day.
And has, like, philosophies about it and everything, and is very deadpan and serious.
It's yeah. So funny. What I really admire about her is that she does, like, put a lot of thought into everything, and she has a really extensive vocabulary and is really erudite about how she talks about these types
Keith,
of things.
What does that mean?
Very open, very clear, very flowery.
She tells a good story.
Is any of those right?
No.
But like for a crossword puzzle, you know, it doesn't really go, but they give it to you. Yeah.
I just got that.
Alien and it's Alf. You know?
Well, that makes sense.
Erudite and it's...
Oh, yeah. What do words mean?
How would you describe it?
What do words mean?
Do you know what I mean?
Having or showing great knowledge or learning.
Yeah. Thank you, Hemda.
That's what I said.
Middle English from Latin.
Yeah.
Right, if flowery.
Yeah.
Learned, scholarly, well-educated, knowledgeable, well-read, widely read, well-versed, well-informed.
Sounds like detailed to me.
Yeah, because Emily doesn't just casually watch these videos. She studies them.
To a point where it's almost illegal.
Right? Where it's a little bit troubling.
Yeah. She knows more than a zoo does.
Yeah. She's, and then Andrea comes on.
Oh, yeah. What was the reason for Andrea to jump on?
Because Emily was like, yeah. And then Andrea got gun waved in her face. That's but right. We don't have to talk about it.
And like, Andrea's like, you just fucked up. I'm on your show now.
She did the classic Andrea hop on the show gambit. One of her signature moves.
I look over and she just is pointing at a mic. And I'm like, yeah, Christian.
That was a crazy story.
She was talking about staying at a friend of Hannah's house, and this friend said, hey, we're all high as fuck, but let's look at my gun. And they said, no thanks. And he said, it's okay, I have 10. Here's one. And they were freaking out while he was trying to show it off.
I just like how adamant some people, and by some people, usually men, are like, hey, do you want to see this? And people are very, very much no.
Women are shy sometimes.
Right.
Bianca was just saying she doesn't ask for what she wants. And
Did I say that?
So I'm in one way or another, like erudite. And he says, you know what? You don't even be shy. Here's my gun.
I feel like he should have said my dick or my gun. Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. Why would you be here if you didn't want to see my dick or my gun?
I just, not to victim blame, but if it were me, maybe it's just me, but I would be... Gone. Out of there. Yeah. I would be on a plane back to New York.
That's what they ended up doing.
I know. Yeah. I was glad.
Yeah.
But I didn't think Andrea's impulse of like, I have to take the gun away from him.
See, I understood that. I would probably go the Andrea route. Like, I'm going to nice you into.
I got to be in control of this.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, I guess.
I was a little surprised by the poll results.
Okay.
If someone tells you that they don't want to see your gun, should you show them? Your choices were yes, they'll fucking love it. Or no, they won't get how cool it is. 100% no. I would not make them see it. I'm pleased, but yeah, I'm surprised.
No, please.
Not one person said, let's make their fucking day.
I mean, it's sort of like me with my organization drawer. It's like, I do really want to show it to people.
Right.
Can I show you my drawer? No, I'm good.
Right. It'd break your heart.
But it's right here.
Yeah.
And I'll open it. Well, you'll see.
I'm just going in it anyway. If you want to wait two seconds.
I really think you're going to like it.
Oh, you got me a bottle of wine. I'll put it in my little drawer. And you're trying to do it like a overhead compartment sideways?
I just
sideways?
Think like, I'm trying to put myself in that place. Like, what do I love enough and what am I proud of, so proud of that I would have a hard time not showing it off.
To people who you're not close with, though, you know what I mean?
Doesn't matter.
Pretty proud of that drawer, Hemda.
I think someone's psycho if they say no to you, but that's just me.
Thank you.
Thank you. So you want to see it?
Yeah.
Okay. I do want to see it.
Good.
I want to live it.
Should we move?
Sure.
3,100.
Oh, ooh, in the 3,100s. We did it.
Another one.
See ya.
Cold cut with Andrea Allen, in which Hemda tries to trick Xerxes into enjoying a sandwich.
Now, when you say 3,100, that means, again, I don't know about my math, but about 399 shows, we've heard stories about Hemda. And her tricks.
Yeah.
And her games.
Oh, yeah.
How does she do it?
These foolish games tearing me apart.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Text me and Xerxes, Keith.
Hey, Keith, you idiot. And, like, being all negative about it.
Right, right. Ask us where the greatest deli meats are. What?
And I'm rushing him because I'm like, yeah. He's coming. You got to grasp this quick. And then, he's like, then just tell me.
Then just hang up the phone and I'll get why. But in the meantime, sounds like we got time. Oh, what?
I'm like in a panic.
Don't worry about it. Do this. Hi, I need best deli meats. Kyle, send it. Okay, should I make it my own? No! Obviously, this wasn't thought out at all. Do just what I'm saying. Deli meats, where are they? Kyle something. You. Send it. Just send it. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, but it doesn't sound like there's already an ongoing conversation with Xerxes. So this won't make sense to anybody. Would you just fucking send it and quit ruining my goddamn weekend?
You're like, wait, I don't have his number saved.
So I go, okay. Hey, guys, you know where the good deli meat is that I can get?
Kyle.
Right.
Send.
Right. Something about Kyle sent. And Kenda goes, I don't know, asshole. I'm like, oh. Okay, well, it was just a thing where I'm looking for the best deli meat.
Shut up, Keith.
Yeah.
Who told you could talk?
She goes, check the fucking phone book, nerd. And I go, oh, okay.
Keith, you're still eating meat?
Xerxes writes, yeah, pick up a newspaper.
Evolve.
Xerxes says, hey, here's some places. And then Kenda goes, I think he figured it out. That's true. That's not an exaggeration. He sends places. She goes, I guess he figured it out. We're done with this. We're done with his stupidity. Come back. We're done. She rips her phone up. Now she got to get a new phone. Ask him where a deal on phones is. Well, he saw you rip up your phone. It's okay. He won't know.
No, but
I'm proud of his intelligence. He's a real moron.
My favorite part of the story was that at the end, it was revealed that Hemda said, oh, yeah, I knew the one I ended up going to. I just wanted to confirm. You couldn't have gone out on a limb for prosciutto. Like, I'm 99% sure this is the one. But if it's not, it's still the food he likes.
And he's going to know and go like, number two in New York City. I mean, still fun. I had fun. Well, just the sandwich was the number two best sandwich in all of New York City.
I just really thought I was being very clever.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I really thought that. And then I'm remembering back, like, I do dumb shit when I'm trying to surprise people. Mm-hmm. I remember trying to surprise Hennessy. We're going to Rockaway Beach. But instead of taking the ride with Anne, I sent Anne with our stuff.
Right.
We took the train. So nobody would be suspicious. I don't know. We should just take in the ride. I don't know. But then after you guys ripped me apart that day.
By the way, Rockaway Beach, I'm going to guess you go down certain streets or avenues or paths. At a certain point, like, this is obviously where I'm going.
Absolutely. First of all, we're not taking the A train to anything but Rockaway. Where are we going?
We're going to take the beach bus. Where are we going? Basically. Wonders and who knows.
Yeah.
To a deli I heard about.
Yeah, and meanwhile, I'm being very suspicious. Like, I'll be right back. And I'm taking a surfboard and taking a shit. And I'm just like, ugh. But so I saw Xerxes after this episode. And I was like, well, I got ripped apart. Andrea came on mic just to make fun of me. And I showed him the name of the show. It's called Cold Cut. And he's like, yeah, you're ridiculous. I'm like, you knew the whole time. He's like, yeah, what? You mentioned Kyle. Like, what was your... And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, yeah, whatever. It's really nice, but you're ridiculous.
Then I just kept texting over and over again different questions. What's your guy's favorite sexual position? Kyle.
Send.
What would have been better?
Well, what's a great Broadway show to surprise a grown adult male? Send Kyle.
Here's what would have been better.
Okay.
You going to the deli that you already knew about and not doing a big production.
I wanted just in case that I wrote down.
What? Mm-hmm.
Just in case like,
what?
Because I knew there were two in the Bronx. There was one right by here that I didn't think would make sense because I was going to be in the city. So there was one here. There's one in the West Village, which sounded like it made sense because I was in the East Village. And then there was like two in the Bronx. And I wanted to see if I had time even that night, because he was not going to be around for a couple hours.
No, no,
I might have gone to the Bronx.
No, no, no.
Maybe a nice Bronx 2 a.m. trip.
No.
This place is open 24 hours.
You go to the one that is the most convenient for you. You're already doing the nice thing.
If they have prosciutto, they have prosciutto.
No, it's the best.
The best prosciutto.
It is. Mia. Come on.
And you got the best, right? You got lucky after all?
I got.
Okay, good. Because you're still together. Okay.
Guess what? I've had a lot of prosciutto in my life. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
All right. Now I'm going to bring you guys prosciutto.
Okay, well, I'll take it.
This is a lesson. What else?
Great.
You know what? I've had many lasagnas. Don't know the fucking difference.
And you want to know what else I'll do? I'll make you the sandwich. Right. And you lie down and I'll feed it to you. Okay.
You'll see. You'll see.
Do you want dessert with that? I'll bake you a cake and then you'll see.
He was so polite about it, too. He was just like, I gave him the sandwich and I go, you knew, didn't you? And he's like, yeah. God damn it.
But that's not nice of him.
Right.
He should act surprised.
No, I don't want him to lie to me.
He's not going to hell for this.
All right, fine.
It's a slippery slope.
I'm going to get better at this.
No,
I really am.
How old are you? You're not.
And then it is revealed that the sandwich was actually Stromboli.
You know what? You guys made him so nervous about this. He now is so specific with me when he goes to a pizza place. I'm like, dude, you can have whatever you want. I know you're not lying to me. He's like, well, I just wanted to clarify. I'm like, I know.
We're on to him.
What was the poll here?
The poll here was talking about...
Do you want to be Hamza's boyfriend?
Right.
Yes.
What is the best meats? 34th Street.
Oh, that's a good way to get information.
Yeah.
Oh.
All their polls are questions. When's my boyfriend's birthday?
January 12th.
All right. We'll see. The poll...
Kyle sent.
I really thought adding Kyle would make sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A woman who notoriously hates all foods.
But she exposes herself to it should there be like a party. You know what I mean? Like she would get that for a party, maybe for her daughter coming up.
Oh my God.
Daughter likes a good cold cut.
I don't know.
If you know anything about teenagers, you know they love prosciutto.
All right.
And a nice homemade mussolini.
I should have talked to you when I wasn't panicking.
Yes. And I tried to, and you're like,
I know.
Just listen to me. Talk. Where is the best cold cut? I've never heard a dumber question. Just say it. To both of you.
It's true. Keith was so nice about it. I could sense he's like, you know, this is dumb. And I'm like, Keith, you're dumb. Come on.
We don't have time. Just do it. Do this dumb thing. If I'm asking, then it's fine. I'm the one asking for it. To be dumb. Kyle.
I'm going
to
pee.
Where's a comfortable bathroom to have sex in? Kyle wants to know. She doesn't mind me including strangers on this one for some reason. Okay. I might not answer because I got to go, but just tell me. Don't call me, text me right now.
I really,
we don't look up everything on the internet, the best blank. So I'm going to ask you two. Because you know, Xerxes, all the cold cuts conversations we have that I just know you know cold
but
cuts.
But he has. Okay.
Right. But he has, though. Okay. But okay. You will learn soon.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
You'll be great at it. Miss Mysterio over here. All right. The poll was talking about should I take my 11-year-old stepson to see Child's Play?
Mm.
We asked the audience yes or no. 41% say yes.
Okay.
They're into it.
I could see that being a 50-50. People don't really care about that stuff.
Or my kid.
Right. Well, did you take him yet? I forget.
Not yet. No.
Okay.
I saw a Too Scary movie when I was too young, and it put me off him forever.
Oh, yeah?
So that's the lesson. Do it.
Yeah, save a couple bucks.
Yeah, if you want to get him, a surefire way to get him to not want to see anything ever again. That's it.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart. We saw The Sixth Sense the other day. He was a little bored.
At the best movie of all time ever made?
Right. I'm going to pretend he has a brain disorder. I was just too young.
He was bored in Godzilla, and he was bored in this. Maybe it's not the movies. Maybe it's him.
He does live in the city, though, so maybe he sees enough.
Yeah, he That's gets true. A lot of action going on.
Rats are going through your room.
Yeah, there's a lot to do. Anything else about that show you want to cover? I feel like the star of the show was really the deli meats.
Yeah, for sure.
It was so funny.
We had a lovely day. He still enjoyed the
no
sandwich.
One asked, yeah.
Hey, how was your guy's day the other day at the
park? I don't care.
Just, I'm asking Keith. How'd it go? All right.
He
just
loved
text.
It.
Just text it.
Send Kyle.
We posted pictures.
I believe you.
On Instagram.
Right. Yeah.
He posted pictures.
So it's pretty good. It's going pretty good. Well.
We saw parts of Central Park that we've never seen before.
That's nice.
It's a lot of nice parts there.
What's the best part of Central Park? Oh, Kyle likes the outdoors.
For example, if you wanted to eat a sandwich with someone.
Where's a place to sit down, but it's not too crowded? And you also like, and then you're very specific, you like salt and pepper potato chips.
But a couple weeks before that day, mm-hmm. we were in Central Park and we were like at this really beautiful, we got this right by the lake, beautiful space to sit. And we weren't doing anything at that time. And then when I brought it up again, I was like, I should have just kissed you. And so we're going back to the spot. Now we're able to kiss each other.
Nothing's dumber.
I have to go. Oh my God. I have to go right now.
You know how sometimes maybe you propose at the first restaurant?
I just remembered I have a lot of other stuff to do.
Oh, I got a suicide to do.
I can't. Oh my God.
And
wow.
Here's where I should have kissed you. Kyle.
Holy shit, Hemda. You just rocked my world. I'm like always on your side in these arguments.
What is
until
wrong
now.
What
until mm-hmm. now.
Speaking of the Sixth Sense, you gotta go back to all these arguments.
Holy shit. My soul was dead the whole time. Fuck, Hemda. You yes. can't just do like, you can't just. No, it's too much now.
So I told him, I can't take it. I said, I'm going to kiss you normal, like it's nothing, just another kiss. And then afterwards I said, it was like the first time I didn't kiss you. And he said, what? And I said, do you still like me? And he said, yeah. And I said, okay.
Oh my God.
How long has it been now? 2 months?
2 months.
Holy cow.
I think I have a problem. I think it's me. Because in any relationship I've ever been in, if anybody does something nice for me, I'm like, fuck you. What are you doing? Stop.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you mean?
What do you mean it's the number one deli spot? Yeah. If you went to the deli, that's the nice thing, period.
So I like it. So what? Doesn't mean you have to get it for me. I never asked you for it. Fuck you.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry. I'll take it. I'm going to eat it separately. And I'll pay you back for it in full. But thank you very much, sir. Handshake. And part ways.
And there's money in the palm.
A gentleman's agreement.
You think I go too far?
No, I just don't like the amount of vulnerability that you're able to express, like, in this room with Keith and Andrea. It's like, how could she open herself up to like this firing squad? Yeah.
I think that's what's most.
I don't get it.
It's what's mostly disgusting is that there's no shame.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you free yourself to this point? I don't understand.
Right. Like live with what you did and let it eat at you.
I've never been that open to be like, yeah, I did a cute thing and it's cute and I'm earnest about it and I expect everybody to be on board.
I made the card.
Hey. Oh, she made the card. Yeah,
where's a good place to get construction paper? What has the nice...
Kyle, science fair. Send.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
And here's a ridiculous thing from Henda. Henda's going to tell you for some reason. And then Henda starts talking. That's the show.
I just like simultaneously like fully disgusted, but also inspired within an inch of my life, inspired, like, not only can I not express like a kindness, but I also cannot accept a kindness. Right. So right. I don't know.
You ever see those base jumpers? They jump from short buildings.
Yeah, I'm going to do that later.
Well,
You're right.
Well, this is what I'm saying. It's impressive, but no fucking thank you. Yeah. That's kind of the stories.
Yeah. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
It feels really unsafe. It feels really, really risky.
Mm-hmm. You know how you watch a movie, and if it's scary, you watch it kind of between your fingers? That's how I listen to Henda's stories. Yeah. My hands are on my ears, yeah. But kind of. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I'm not in the room, and I'm like, ooh, yeah. Ooh. I'm like shaking ants out of my clothes. I'm like, she really said that.
Yeah.
Oh, God, she loves him so much. Fuck.
Yeah. If I listen at home, I shower and listen.
Like, him to put the shield back on. Protect yourself.
Mm-hmm. You ever throw up and diarrhea at the same time?
It's not safe out here for you.
Right.
Leaving yourself open to all kinds of stuff.
I also brought chocolate because after a sandwich, you might want dessert.
Yes. How did you decide on what dessert?
Well, I figured we're at
she told Aldo to do a group text.
We each had our own thing, so it didn't look obvious. Yeah.
Aldo She's going to tell chocolates. Me to do a group text now. And Xerxes going to be like, who's this?
What's the best chocolate in general? Robert, send.
What's the best country you think to go to on a vacation with romance?
In 2 years.
Me, single, but maybe someday, send.
You have to end with Kyle, right. No matter who you are.
Well, he's whatever name, you know. As long as we know it's somebody else that we've never talked about in that regard.
Well, his birthday's not until January, so you don't have to...
Oh, we got a lot of time to be nervous.
Yeah, but we're going to do lots of random acts of kindness until January. Get ready. Ooh, can't wait.
What do you guys like for toilet paper in your house? Kyle.
Oh, it's too good. Okay, we got to move on.
Yes.
Jingle Hell.
Oh, my God.
With Lucas Connolly.
You know what? Let's go back, actually.
So from bad to worse.
Yeah. But it's all about love.
Yeah. Lucas was such a good guest for this topic and for any topic.
I hear those sleigh bells jingling, ding, 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 ding. Come on, it's lovely weather to fuck your ex-wife with you.
Libido up, libido up, libido up. Here we go.
Kyle, send. Oh my God.
Well, she's dead.
Yeah. So Lucas is like some sort of an evil genius type.
Yeah.
But I don't think he really is. I think he just fancies himself one.
And wow, he's good at it.
But you guys really got on board. You were like, yes, Lucas knows how to manipulate my dad.
Here's what you do.
Yeah, so weird.
You start. You want to separate yourself from the ex so your dad feels he can honestly intercourse her.
That's true.
Okay, good.
See, what you're saying is the D, and we want to go A to B first. Just plant a seed. Right. I'm like, who the hell is this guy?
I want his balls to get tiny, then big. Too big.
He hung out, like, for an hour afterwards and, like, just helped plot. Hung out. Also talked shit about people in the industry, and that was fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
Well, I got a story about that. First, I put gasoline all over their house. Then I wait.
Well,
they smell
fairness,
it, but they don't know why.
It is my understanding that the Creek owner, Rebecca, is, for me, pissing me off too much. And it's really, she has stories with everybody about being not nice, yelling at people. I don't know which version of her I'm going to get. I don't know if that's drugs or what, but it's making the Creek in the Cave a little bit harder. So, not cool. And then recently some stuff came out, and I'm not saying this is what he was saying, but some stuff came out about Proud Boys that she let in there and Legion of Skanks and what she's responsible for. And I do think like all clubs are having a hard time with that. But even before that, I would get shit from her. Like if I called out someone who was harassing the community, she would take his side on a call with me. And I'm like, what are you doing? So, oh, it's just, and she'd say things like, oh, it's just a shitty open mic, like a, not a shitty open mic, it's just like a kid open mic or whatever. And I'm like, no, it's a full grown adult. And if you're talking about the community, you have to understand that you're talking to someone who has been part of this community and part of your community. And I don't know why you're backing this guy up when I'm telling you and other people are telling you that this guy is trouble.
Yeah.
Look at that. Spilling dang dirt.
Yep. Ooh. Dang-a-lang. Ooh. Jingle bells.
Hello.
Batman smells. Robin laid an egg. Yeah, I've only been there a handful of times. Did I enjoy it? Not really.
It's a great space, like,
but that was due to my own personal anguish and having nothing to do with what was going on there at the time.
Hmm. Men problems?
Yeah.
It's just that she's been on the side of people who are making this community very, very difficult. When the Creek and the Cave used to be where people found community and people rose up in the community and then came back to it, just like other clubs that are thriving. She is not giving that space, which is very disheartening. So hopefully that'll change.
Yeah. Grow, room to grow.
But unfortunately, people who have, like I stopped booking our stuff there because it just became too hard. Mm-hmm. You're so loosey-goosey. Sometimes you answer emails. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes it seems like you didn't even know we were coming. You know, it's just, I don't know why I would deal with this. Mm-hmm. And that's unfortunate because I love the space. So we'll see.
We'll see.
And that's why you haven't been hearing about the Creek in the Cave. This is behind-the-scenes shit. Thank you very much.
Behind the paywall. Don't snitch, guys.
I don't know, snitch. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying
or
to...
Or do it.
Apparently.
I'm not trying to cover this up. Like, it's a thing. I think people get called out and they just do. And she got called out on social media also. And I have to admit, I agreed with what she got called out on. That we tell it to other club owners.
Right.
And in public. So, yeah. It sucks.
Well, you know, snitch, don't, you know, text somebody, ask them about a sandwich. The choice is yours. Lucas is very funny, though, and a great guest to have, very insightful, good listener. You know, it's always good to have a guest like that on with the dad stuff because they can really chomp in and it doesn't have to be all about them. They don't get like resentful.
Right.
You know, and I like that about him.
Me too.
Yeah, I like that too. And also the first time he was on, we talked a lot about him. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that gave a little bit permission to, like we already introduced the audience to you. So now like just chime in with the regular show, I think. I think that works well, right?
Oh, he's a sick fuck, so it worked well with him for sure. He couldn't chime in fast enough, this little pervert.
Yeah, it is funny. People are like, some people are hesitant about the dad emails until they're like, oh, your dad is really fucked up. And then they chime in. Other people are like, oh, this is what we're doing? Here we go.
It was plan one. It takes 6 months is what you do. All right, Lucas.
Yeah, he was really into it.
Right.
I appreciate that.
The poll for that one was, will things get so crazy that Keith ends up actually having intercourse with his dad? 57.
Was I gone that day? What's happening?
57% say yes.
Nice.
So we'll see.
Oh, wow.
Who knows? The way Lucas is playing it.
Dang.
Yeah. There are a lot of hotels by your old neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's a popular, for being a shit town, it's a popular exit.
Yeah, for like truckers and stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
Gotcha.
What's a long stretch of a highway?
Yep.
Come into a sleepy town.
Dang.
Right off the turnpike.
Yeah. Very scary.
And the thing is, it's right off the turnpike, just in case you're not one of them. You don't go too far into their space. Mm-hmm. It's like you get to be right off the turnpike and then get the fuck out.
Again, get back onto the turnpike.
Yeah, turn right back around, sweetheart.
Oh, yay, yay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, F-I-N-E with Calvin Cato.
Yes.
He's so fun. As soon as he walks in, everybody's happy.
Yeah, just a ray of sunshine, a beacon of hope in a dark world.
Right.
Yeah, and he lets you, like, crazy joke, you know? Like, nothing's offensive. He gets everything. I don't know. He understands like on a surface and deep level.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
You guys talked about the debates.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's right. Keith nearly killed me. We never talked about the second debate.
I'll assume it's more the same.
Okay. Oh my God, that was one of my favorite all-time Keith and the Girl moments. It's weird to say the name of your own show, but that's why I like my name not being in it. So
well, the second one's just more. This second one, you had this woman author from outer space trying to be president. Donald Trump, you're coming at us with hate.
Marianne Williamson?
Yeah, something right? like that. And I think you know what you're doing. And if you're listening, Mr. President.
Oh, boy.
And she said her first act as president would be to call the Prime Minister of New Zealand mm-hmm. and say, you're on, girl.
She's, let me tell the President of New Zealand, you said that New Zealand is going to be the safest place for children to grow up. And I'd say, girlfriend,
you're on.
Girlfriend, you're wrong because America is going to be the greatest place for children to grow up in.
Was she wearing tie-dye?
All but. Mm. So we're thinking making her the Secretary of Crystals.
She's going to win. She's going to.
There is a, you know, Bernie Sanders talks with his hands, you know, we got to watch out. Top 1% of the top 1%. And he's right next to Joe Biden and his hand kind of gets close to Joe. And Joe looks at the hand like trying to make a point like he's out of line. Like, who, this hand? Of all people talking about personal space, yeah. Joe Biden acting like, oh, hands. Don't bring attention to personal space.
But. Kamala really came out
mm-hmm.
on top.
He said she was saying, well, speaking about the segregation, you weren't good. I had to deal with the segregation problems because of you. And she starts the story slow, but I knew right away where she was going. She's like, you want to talk about this busing when it came to segregation? Well, I was on a school bus. No, she says, I knew this little girl had to go on a school bus to be driven to a totally different school out of her area. Well, that young woman, Mr. Vice President, is, and Joe Biden's like looking straight ahead, just waiting for it to end, me. And Joe Biden, like, almost like he's in on the bit, turns his head, like, and makes a shock face, like, you were talking about you the whole time? I did you dirty?
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
It's like the bad version of the moth. What's happening?
Right.
She earned a lot of money since then, though.
She got easily $2 million within 24 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. So those were probably the standouts of the second.
This is not as funny as what happened on the episode with Calvin Cato, I guess. That's fine.
But I got filled in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You understand
that. That was super fun.
And then we talked about the email from Lucas's suggestion on Calvin's show. And that was, I know I wrote him saying about me and Kyle's family working out good. And then my dad said, have you heard the song Cats in the Cradle?
Ugh.
I'm like, oh, that's funny. You know the title now. Because Fake Catherine told him the title. This little weirdo. And he said, well, do you make sure that you're around for your kids the way I wasn't. It's like, asshole, you are around. Okay? Believe me. You're right.
I know because I could not laugh outside.
So you were around. What if just like each 1 week out of each month that he was around, that's when he was around.
Oh my God.
And I just remember it wrong.
Did you think these emails would continue this long?
Nope.
What did you think would happen? Do you remember?
I thought it would last one or two emails. I'd be like, never do that again.
Why? Because it would be like boring or?
Yeah. Or it'd be obvious.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like how isn't this wrong? Me talking to you, Mr. Malley. You're right. It is. Oh.
And here's my jingling libido.
God.
Yeah.
That's going to be forever. Just so you know, as a Keith and the Girl listener, that is just, that's one of our new phrases.
So he writes, you know that I've been on the road for 22 years. Gone three
doing
weeks out
God
of every
knows
four.
What.
Right. And then the following week is when we start talking about his follow-ups. And he goes to explain it. But ever since I was a kid, anytime he tries to explain it, it's like when I didn't have credit or even a bank account, really, to speak of, and I needed an apartment in New York, I just gave him 6,000 pieces of paper. this, you know, here's
just
a
letter. Just to confuse them.
Here's a letter I got from the bus driver when I was in high school. He took a wrong turn. That's why I came home late. Here's a, and there's just so many. They're like, I guess there's something there. They, you know, and they threw it away just like they did your high school paper.
Right.
And they're like, all right, I guess.
You just have to show you cared.
Yeah, I guess you have an apartment. This is a lot of paper. That's what my dad does. He gives all this shit, bullshit information.
Wow,
but
he
didn't answer a single question. Yeah. 22 years. Then he ends up saying it was even longer. He's on the road, but went to seminary, went to college, went to, had kids, got married. Like, none of this makes sense.
Is and you he think one you of can the nominees for the Democratic candidate?
How funny would it be if they put in, let's say, a white guy, and you have to get during the other, with the other 10 people, and you have to guess which one isn't real.
Is not a real candidate.
Yeah, which one's not a real candidate?
Just your weird uncle.
Right.
Oh, that would be so good.
Yeah.
That would be so good. Oh, my God. That's the best game show out there.
And then we all kill ourselves.
That's true. Yeah, we'd have to. Oh, my God.
Good idea. Will there be sandwiches? Right. Great week, guys. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to cover?
I don't think so.
Can you guys find out what Xerxes' favorite dessert
is? In general, what's the best color? Kyle, Keith, send.
Everyone just ask Xerxes a question, like, what's your favorite anything, and just report back. Just
throw him off.
What's your favorite time of sunset, guys? Kyle.
Do you prefer a mountain home or a seaside home?
He came to the beach with me. He hasn't been because he hates it. But turns out he loves going to the beach with me.
He definitely does. He told you he hates it. We went. He must love it. That part he didn't tell me.
Well, it is odd when I go, well, would you go with anyone else? He's like, no. No, still don't like the beach. But I like it and I'm having a nice time.
Right. So he likes it. All right, good for you.
Like, I've left my body. I've got nothing else to give. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Could you sing us a suicide song? How we can get out of here?
These foolish games are tearing me apart, and your thoughtless texts are breaking my heart. You're breaking my heart. KeithandTheGirl.com.